from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief, Chloe, September 10th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First from Stat. Stat Plus. 5 midterm races to watch that could be crucial for vaccine policy. Vaccine policy is shaping up to be a key issue in several midterm races, particularly in states like Iowa, Florida, and Texas. In Iowa, the Republican gubernatorial candidate is pushing to eliminate all school vaccine requirements, while in Florida, the Republican candidate supports reducing vaccine mandates for schools. Texas's Republican Senate candidate has been scrutinizing financial interests tied to vaccine recommendations during his time as Attorney General. This trend reflects a broader movement among some Republican candidates who are aligning with vaccine skepticism, influenced by figures like Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His Make America Healthy Again campaign promotes medical freedom and challenges vaccine mandates. On the other hand, more liberal candidates are positioning themselves as advocates for accountability in vaccine discussions. For instance, Michigan's Democratic Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed expressed eagerness to confront Kennedy directly during a recent interview. As the elections approach, how these candidates navigate vaccine policies could significantly impact public health discussions. Next, second from Stat, Trump officials say I will help save rural health care. Some leaders in the field don't believe it. Rural health care is in a tough spot, facing nearly $1 trillion in Medicaid cuts over the next 10 years. The Trump administration is suggesting that artificial intelligence could be a solution, with Mehmet Oz, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, promoting the idea of AI-based avatars as a way to support these communities. However, many leaders in the healthcare field are skeptical about this approach. They point out that while AI has potential, it's still largely unproven in the context of rural healthcare. The concerns highlight a gap between optimism from officials and the realities faced by providers on the ground. As this conversation unfolds, it's clear that the effectiveness of AI in truly addressing the challenges of rural healthcare remains uncertain. Up next, third from Stat, Opinion. John Fetterman's post-stroke, politically problematic behaviors offer lessons about brain health on Capitol Hill. Senator John Fetterman's post-stroke behavior has raised eyebrows in the political arena, especially after his support for Israel clashed with the pro-Palestinian sentiments within his party. In May 2024, Senator Cory Booker tried to defend Fetterman, describing him as an inspiring figure whose moral voice had grown stronger despite his ongoing language struggles. However, a September report from the Wall Street Journal painted a different picture, revealing that Fetterman had missed 11 of 12 hearings and made dismissive comments about officials from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. This led to criticism from fellow Democrats, with Rep. Brendan Boyle labeling him a disgrace and lazy. The situation highlights the challenges of brain health and political responsibilities. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing the story in the last day. And then, fourth from InPoints Pharma. Pharma investment in UK picks up after last year's lull, trade group says. The UK pharmaceutical industry is seeing a resurgence in investment after a slowdown last year. This shift seems to stem from the government's decision to increase payments for medicines and strengthen partnerships with drug makers. A trade group has reported that these changes are creating a more favorable environment for pharmaceutical companies. As a result, several firms are now looking to expand their operations in the UK, which could lead to more job opportunities and innovations in healthcare. While it's still early to gauge the full impact, this renewed interest suggests a positive trend for the industry moving forward. It's a small but encouraging sign for the UK's economic landscape in the pharma sector. Next, fifth from JWBY, 1-2-100 A personal note. Today marks a special milestone for the author, celebrating 9 years of marriage to Jillian. In this personal note, they reflect on the importance of nurturing relationships, emphasizing that while marriage isn't a cure-all, spending quality time with caring people can significantly enhance one's life. The author encourages readers to engage in activities that foster connection, like reading and writing, but also highlights the value of being present with loved ones. They remind us that sometimes, the best way to connect is to unplug from distractions and focus on those we cherish. Ultimately, they celebrate the joy of prioritizing what truly matters. Up next, 6th from Tell Me Three Good Things, 9 September 2020, 6 till the Three Good Things. Today was one of those days where everything felt like a struggle, but the writer found a way to cope by focusing on the good things in life. They described a chaotic day filled with mishaps, but instead of wallowing in frustration, they turned their attention to the comforting smell of honey cake baking, the joy of their daughter's company, and the simple convenience of having a washer and dryer. They emphasized that acknowledging the good doesn't mean life is perfect. Rather, it's often the tough moments that inspire gratitude. By listing positive aspects, especially on hard days, they find a way to lighten their mood and shift their perspective. They encourage readers to share their own good things, reinforcing the idea that focusing on positivity can be a powerful tool in navigating life's challenges. And then, 7th from Before It Breaks, 6 things aging your brain that you think are protecting it. A study published in Nature Medicine in February 2025 examined brain tissue from autopsies performed in 2016 and 2024. The finding that stopped me: Alzheimer's brains contain 3-5x more microplastic by weight than brains without a dementia diagnosis. And in 2024, normal brain tissue already contained nearly 5,000 micrograms of plastic per gram, roughly 50% more than samples from 2016. The brain accumulates more plastic than any other organ, 7 to 30 times more than the liver or kidneys. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.